Organizers say Wisconsin does okay for helping new businesses find investors and for collaboration among industries in areas like biotech and healthcare. But the summits are needed to help business leaders, lawmakers, and the next governor deal with job creation, the state deficit, and Wisconsin's competitiveness in the global economy. John Reinemann is with the Wisconsin Counties Association, one of the partners behind the series. He says while Wisconsin's economy is better than other states, there are several trends worth tackling.
We look at the aging of our population. We look at the decline in percentage of economic activity made up of manufacturing activity, which for years was our strong suit. We see job growth projected in professions that do not require a higher level of education and, as a result, have lower earning potential.
Tom Still of the Wisconsin Technology Council says his group wants to promote tech-based economic development, especially for small businesses, which he says generate 80% of local jobs. He says much has changed in the last decade, especially for the big job driver, manufacturing.
Since then, in that sector, we have lost 170,000 jobs. How do we replace those? That's the question about what are the right things for Wisconsin to do. We're still a strong manufacturing state. In fact, number one per capita. We're still a strong agricultural and tourism state. We need to get more down the road in terms of being a leading innovation state.
The Wisconsin Economic Summit series begins on August 2nd in Appleton. Two other summits will be held later in La Crosse and Milwaukee. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.